Go
Set Magazine.
G'day, I'm James Valentine, and we're looking back at the life and times of Go Set Magazine. Apart from being Australia's major pop music paper in the late 60s and early 70s, Go Set also encouraged readers to use the magazine as a forum to discuss issues of the day, which were on young people's minds. Go Set's editors began this policy in 1966.
At most of the discotheques and dances, there's the danger of brawls between the sharpies and the mods. The mods tend to have long hair and wear mod gear. The sharpies have short hair and sometimes baggy trousers. Most Saturday nights, the sharpies stand around in the shadows outside the discotheques that ban them.
The sharpies are not allowed in dances because they know they always fight in that.
What do they use to fight with?
Oh, steel bars, pipe chains and bricks, house bricks.
What normally happens when you meet a mod in the street?
Well, they look at you once, you ignore them. They look at you twice, you ask them what they want. They look at you a third time, you block them.
How rough have these fights been?
Fairly rough.
Well, how rough?
Rough enough to put the kids in hospital.
Sharpies are in, mods are out. Contrary to what many people seem to think, I think that the sharpies show good sense of dress, clean cut, good looks, and will bring a much better dress reputation to the teenagers of Australia. Mods are outdated in their way of dress and length of hair, and to my opinion, deserve the title of rockers. A mod is someone who is up to the minute in looks and fashion and long hair. Pointed toes, tight jeans, polka dot shirts, went out with Bill Haley. Smarten up, you long-haired blokes, and catch up to the overseas fashion. Pointed toe hater, St Kilda.
Dear Gosset, reading the letter by Pointed Toe Hater, I have come to the conclusion that she needs her head read. If she thinks sharpie scum are good looking with their crew cuts, sandals and pants 10 feet wide, she must be utterly blind in both eyes. May I also point out that the mods, or the long-haired kids to whom she refers, dress very smartly in pinstripe suits, well-tailored jackets, chisel-toed shoes, and a lot of them have had their hair cut into the popular stylish haircut, the Who cut. Others dress as they want, but they all don't wear exactly the same clothes as these sharpie idiots do. Liz Davidson, Toorak, Victoria.
Later in 1967, some teenagers were concerned about new influences on young people coming from overseas.
I certainly hope the hippie craze, such as is catching on around the west coast of America, doesn't come here to Australia. The whole thing scares me. I don't mean to be a drag, and psychedelic sound is good in its place, but its domination of these people terrifies me. Just look at all the kids going senseless in an unrealistic world of drugs and electronic music. What do they think is going to happen to them when they hit reality? After all, we have to live in a realistic world. Think of the future and live for it. A realistic, stylist girl, South Yarra.
In 1970, Go Set also went out to discos to ask youth opinion on various topics.
People seen on the scene ask people what they think of Vietnam and whether they'd go. Joseph Payet of Paran.
Yeah, if I'm chosen, I'll go to Vietnam. You've got to help your country.
Barbara Devine of Q.
I wouldn't go. I think it's wrong that our boys are there. It's not our war, and if we didn't follow America, we wouldn't be in it.
Jacqueline Shipton of Paran and John Barrand of Burwood.
I don't believe in conscription, but volunteers should go.
I believe in the cause, but I don't believe in sending national servicemen. There are enough volunteers.
By 1970, censorship was an issue that had entered the teenage domain.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola.
Dear Gosset, I'm completely disgusted with the attitude of radio stations to certain records, the present one being the Kinks' Lola. The banning of this record from radio airplay shows another example of censorship which has already made us the most old-fashioned country in the world. Upon hearing Lola, and the line which says Lola is really a man, etc., it didn't make me disgusted or upset. I liked the record because of its originality and wouldn't have really bothered about the lyrics until I heard Stan Rope saying what it was about on Happening 70. If other countries can accept this record, why can't we? I'm sure it won't corrupt us. Sue Burns, Victoria.
In 1972, concern about targeted police harassment in Melbourne reflected wider humanitarian concerns felt by many young people in Australia.
Dear Rydon, I don't know about anyone else, but I never, ever watch the news on television. You want to know what I saw when I went to change it? The pigs are at it again. It was sickening. I'm talking about some beautiful people called the Krishnas. Some of you might laugh. Yeah, well, that's okay. They might look strange, but deep down inside, man, we're all the same. They have a strong belief, which is pretty cool. Don't get me wrong, I don't strongly believe in any religion except one. Peace. Just a bit of peace and love. That's all anyone wants. When I saw those poor people in Melbourne being chased around like some freaks, hey, it just exploded right into my face. You know, like mud, zap, anger. The Krishnas are beaut people. They've all got a smile for someone. Like some people think they're going through a phase, but they're dedicated. Like Surfy's dedicated to writing. Yeah, well, they feel the same when they're chanting to their Lord. They feel it. Maybe I've said enough. I don't know. Love and peace, Gazelle.
Gosa did, however, sometimes make it into the hands of concerned parents.
In regards to your teeny bopper paper, Gosset, I, as a mother of two teenage children, feel I must protest against the garbage that you allow to be read by these age groups. The utter disgusting rubbish written by Jan Winner on John Lennon leaves nothing to the child's imagination. I think it's completely distasteful, and filthy words such as the one beginning with F are uncalled for in an interview at all. I not only speak for my husband and myself, I speak for quite a large amount of people. Please clear it up, for goodness sake. Mrs. M.E. Aldred, Heathmont, Victoria.
Be with us next time for the final episode of our series of programs on Gosset Magazine, as we look back at the era of the early 70s rock festivals. See you then.